Had one, man. Especially in the past year, looking back. Especially, you know, when you go to a foreign country, you're kind of at their mercy. When you think about it, so there's some very idyllic and beautiful spots, but when you go, especially in the Caribbean, I always think that the Caribbean's waiting to boil over. You know, you go there, you relax in your cheese lounge, but I always wonder if they're, you know, when I'm not looking, they're spitting on my food in the kitchen. You ever pick that up? Because you see, like when they had that hurricane down there, and imagine what it must have been like to be there. I forget what island it was, but remember the hurricane came through and all the power went off and everybody went totally berserk. Just picture what that was like. And now suddenly, woof, the lights are out.
You're sitting there in the lobby, see if they got any candles you can bring up to your room, and suddenly... the window breaks, and there's guys with axe handles robbing in. They beat up the Kadija. The Kadisier, Kadisirge, Kadisage. They beat up the guy that gets your stuff when you need it. All of a sudden, people are running in terror. Total lawlessness has broken out. The people that were so tranquil, so picturesque, have suddenly turned ugly, as it's one for all and all for, as it's dog eat dog. You gather your beautiful wife and child into your room, and you get down on your knees and you pray. You hear people pounding up the staircase. They're stealing candelabras. You get down on your knees and pray, and you say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for not letting me listen to Metzenbaum and Kennedy and all the other gun-snatching maggots. Because on this trip, not only did I bring my golf clubs and my suntan lotion, my volleyball, but I brought my AR-15. So as these maggots come in to take what you've worked all your life for, as these maggots pound up the stairs to wantonly rape your wife and your daughter, you kick your door open and... Come on! You want some more? Come on! You want to take what I got in my store? Worked all my life for it. Come on, come on, come on. You want some more? Yeah, everybody else. Oh, no, they're afraid of guns. They never learned how to use a gun. Huh? Standing there trying to defend yourself with a golf club? Here they come again. It's another wave of looters. Your wife stands there feeding you banana clips. Your daughter reloading the clips. Cartridge cases are flying as the looters start dying. God bless America. Spin in a circle, laying down a withering field of fire. If you didn't have your magnum with you, you hate to think what would have happened. And so, as you gather your tattered belongings and take your wife and daughter to the airport, you smile brightly when you realize, hey, honey, at least they didn't get the duty-free liquor at the airport, huh?
More great bits, more great rock coming up.